Track 5, Luke Wright, Finding His Roots. Bungie's own performance poet, Luke Wright, opens up about adoption, identity, and the community that shaped his life ahead of his Norfolk show.
Scrolling the internet, he can see his mother's posts on Facebook. She describes events he knows nothing about and shares photos of family gatherings to which he's not invited. She doesn't know he's watching, and he hasn't decided yet if he will ever get in touch. Despite a lifetime of knowing he's adopted, it's only now in middle age and raising his own two young sons that Luke Wright is contemplating who he is and where he came from. "I always thought my adoption was not really a big thing," he says. "I was tiny, a baby, just 5 weeks old, and my parents were very much, 'You're adopted, but we love you and everything's great.' Recently, though, I had some therapy and was told that my adoption was probably affecting me, that there was some primal wound there from being taken away from my mother at birth." So he's taken those early steps of discovery in the way he knows best, poetry. He's written a beautiful, insightful, and remarkable collection of 50 poems telling a story of family, adoption, and love, which is out now, and he'll be performing it in theatres nationwide for the rest of the year. Called Later Life Letter, the title of the collection is inspired by the document, which is written by social workers to tell children their story from birth to adoption. It's given to them when they are considered old enough to receive it. Luke read his when he was 18, but revisited it just a few years ago when his partner, a social worker, was writing later life letters to children who she was overseeing. "When I saw the care and attention Katie put into her work, it made me go back and look at my letter again," he says. There were a couple of photos, and it said that his father was a stonemason and liked fishing, but was no longer around when Luke's mother gave birth. She hadn't realized she was pregnant and felt she couldn't look after another child, so gave Luke away. But the letter also said that his mum and dad had adopted him, knowing he was exactly what they wanted, and they brought him up and gave him all the love, attention, and security he needed. The book, A Memoir in Poems, is a hugely personal, revealing, and emotional story, which is a compelling read, exploring the life he's led and what might have been. And despite its poignancy, there is still Luke's trademark humour and his wry observations on life. It's enlightening and uplifting, inspiring and joyous, and his performance, he says, is light and engaging. He didn't want to overshare, or for it to feel too heavy, he says. For the stage show, he's taken 24 of the poems from the book and created a narrative in 3 acts, telling the story of his childhood, trying to find his family, and then the resolution. "Once these feelings and memories become poems, it exorcises the emotions for me, and then it's an act of trying to make the poem as effective as possible. It needs to feel true. I want people to leave the theatre having their feelings stirred up, but in a good way." Anyone familiar with Luke's work will know to expect the melding of comedy, theatre, stand-up and rock and roll in his performances. And his poems are full of honesty, satire, politics, and a delight in the ordinary and the mundane. Who would have thought a poem about the A12 could be so profound, for example? Growing up in Essex, he says he always felt a compulsion to write, first appreciating the comedy of Monty Python and then reading the lyrics of Damon Albarn and Jarvis Cocker. "I was in a band, but I wasn't much of a musician. It was songwriting that I got into. Writing the words was the thing that I was good at, so I thought that was what I could do." He began writing and performing poetry at 17, following in the footsteps of his mentors, Wivenhoe's songwriter and poet Martin Newell, and the performance poets John Cooper Clarke and Ross Sutherland. "I take immense pride and pleasure in crafting a poem," Luke says. "Like a gymnast who wants to land a backflip, I want to be good at it. Half of what I do on stage is stand-up, essentially, and that's a real challenge. Trying to communicate with an audience, to connect with them and make them laugh is high-stakes stuff. Then also to take people to really emotional places. There's a sort of magic that happens. A poet can do all of that. Doing poetry on stage struck me as something I was really well suited for, he says. He studied creative writing at the UEA, then moved to London where he created solo shows and organised and hosted performance poetry gigs. There's great stuff out there, so saying you don't like poetry is a bit like saying you don't like music. There will be a poem out there for you. The chances are you just haven't stumbled across it yet. You haven't found the right poet, he says. But poems are just ideas and emotions communicated through words, hopefully beautiful words, or conjuring up beautiful images. When you read a good poem, you can see the world in a slightly different way, like all good art. Luke's poetry has been recognised with awards, success at the Edinburgh Fringe and appearances on BBC Radio 4. He's toured 15 solo shows and 3 plays, and has also curated the spoken word programmes at Latitude and First Light festivals for years. He's a patron at the Ink Festival, the Fisher Theatres and Bungay Library. Life in Suffolk is certainly important to him, having moved to Bungay 15 years ago. I've met the best people I've ever known here and have a huge group of friends with our kids of a similar sort of age. I've got a great community in a very beautiful part of the country. It's got its own character, which lots of places in Britain just don't have. Though enjoying being at home, he also relishes the travelling that his occupation warrants, which is just as well, as he tends to spend the year touring each new collection of poems, around 80 dates, 2 a week. I still find it an adventure driving around Britain, he says, on my own, staying in hotels, being happy to spend a wet, windy Thursday night in Weston-super-Mare. When we speak, he's in his car, parked near the A35 on the way to his next gig in Bridport in Dorset. He was in Bath earlier in the week, then Weston-super-Mare. The next night he'll be in Cambridge, then the New Forest, then Shropshire for 5 nights. It sounds like a grueling schedule. I don't really think about it, I just get in the car and drive, he says. It's a great place for ideas and I've got lots of little voice notes to myself. Nonsense ideas that I thought were brilliant in the moment. And when each performance is done, he'll have a beer and a curry, read a book or watch old videos of John Betjeman. And sometimes if your mates are there, you carry on drinking and you have a bit of a fun night out. You carry that buzz with you. Luke seems settled and content with his lot, and he's ready to take his story out to the world. So is he ready to meet his birth family? The conclusion to Later Life letter sees him paying tribute to his adoptive parents. I don't know. I could message my birth mother right now. But he thinks he'll wait, at least until the book and the tour is done. Luke Wright will be sharing poems from Later Life Letter on April 10th at Norwich Playhouse, norwichtheatre.org.